The death toll from the floods in the Dominican Republic and Haiti continues to climb. Estimates vary, but most reports put the number of dead at more than 1,500. For the Haitian and Dominican communities in the U.S., a major concern this weekend has been gathering supplies for flood victims. From Miami, Shannon Novak of member station WLRN and Herald Radio reports.
In Miami's Dominican neighborhood, about 100 people gather food, water, clothes, and medical supplies at the community organization called Latinos United.
Come on, it's your people too.
It's a Dominican effort, but Executive Director Dr. Amanda Vargas has been moved by the generosity that is crossing cultural lines.
The whole community has come in to cooperate. Even, I feel so good because I even have Jewish people helping us out. We had a young girl, she's going to be 11 years old. She just came from Cuba, and she's been saving money in order to celebrate her birthday in a free country and get everything she needs. And when she heard of the tragedy, she says, she had $50. She says, these are my $50 for my birthday, and I want to donate them to send them to the children of the Dominican Republic. That's very touching. Very, very touching.
In nearby Little Haiti, the red and blue banners celebrating Haiti's 200 years of democracy still hang from light posts. They read, Haiti, democracy, dignity, determination. Haitian advocate Marlene Bastia waits for supplies to be dropped off at FAM, the Haitian women's organization.
Money is the biggest priority. This is not something I've decided myself. This is from the information we've gotten from Haiti and also from talking with the CEO at Red Cross, Ms. Sam Tidwell, from talking with the Archdiocese of Miami. This is what we're gathering because we're trying to coordinate the efforts. Money is important because storage is an issue.
Citywide, a radio telethon throughout Miami is encouraging financial donations. At a UN conference last week, Haiti's new Prime Minister, Gerard Latortue, pushed for international programs to stop deforestation, which he blames for the floods in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. This doesn't surprise Haitian-American Ernest Drome, who blames the deforestation on Haiti's unstable political history.
It's not a surprise for me, because the government in Haiti refused to take the big action before this disaster happened now. If you have a big measure to stop those things, I think we can prevent less than happening today. Of course, we can go to the church, pray God, call God to say, hey, we can help that people, those people there. That, I think this is the main thing we can do.
Locally, the tragedy has caused cultural lines to cross, but political differences among Haitians have not changed.
Not yet, not yet. That's what I was hoping to see, but that's not what we're seeing now.
Father Eugene Reginald of Notre Dame de Haiti Catholic Church.
If you ask me why they keep smiling amidst the political crisis, the natural disaster, and all these things that are happening, I will tell you one thing. It's God's grace acting in them. And that's where they find strength. And that's the reason why they continue to hope against all hope and keep their smile in their face.
Latinos United has secured a freighter and offered space on it to local Haitian organizations. The first shipment of donated supplies could arrive on the island of Hispaniola as early as next week. For NPR News, I'm Shannon Novak in Miami.